I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Korda and the Revolutionary Image is an exhibit of the works of the late Cuban photographer Alberto Korda, whose most famous work is his iconic photograph of Che Guevara, one of the most reproduced images in human history. The Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus in Eugene hosts the exhibit now through January 26th, with the first of two related talks taking place on Tuesday, October 15th. With us in the KLCC studios is June Kohler, JSMA Assistant Curator. Welcome, June.
Thank you very much.
What makes Alberto Korda's photography worthy of a dedicated exhibit?
Well, he was a really fascinating photographer, and I really enjoy the change that took place in his career. He was famous before the Cuban Revolution for doing a lot of fashion photography. He really sort of changed the scene in Havana, but then after the Cuban Revolution, he really became dedicated to more politicized works. So I find that shift really fascinating. Not only his subjects changed, but his style did as well.
Korda then became known for his iconic photograph of Che Guevara, which has come to symbolize revolution and rebellion to millions of people who don't even really know who Guevara really was. What about that photo is so compelling, do you think?
Well, I think it actually has a lot to do with Korda's background in portraiture. Just the way he framed the image was perfect. It was moody. This was taking place at a memorial service for victims who had been killed in an explosion the day before. So the expression on Che's face really captures a lot of that emotion that was in response to the tragedy, but also, you know, the political climate of Cuba at the time. It's very polemic. You have people that are staunchly in support of the revolution and, you know, others who weren't. It was a snapshot, but it was a snapshot of the time as well.
What sides of Guevara that people don't know do you see reflected in this exhibit?
Well, one of my favorite images is the image of Che and Fidel Castro fishing on they were fishing in the annual Ernest Hemingway fishing competition. The image is taken from behind them, and you see Che, you know, sort of throwing his head over his shoulder. He's obviously laughing, and Fidel Castro is sitting there beside him. So you have this very intense image of Che that has been propagated. He obviously was a person who was intensely committed to his beliefs. He traveled all over Latin America trying to help people's movements. And I think the image of Che that Korda took is the one that's been disseminated most widely. But this exhibition shows him and Fidel Castro and other leaders of the Cuban Revolution in a much more relaxed manner. So I appreciate that about the images, that it sort of gives a different look of the Cuban Revolution.
There are a lot of pictures in the exhibit of Fidel Castro as well. One of them that really struck me was the image of Castro looking up at the Lincoln Memorial. Can you talk about that image for a minute?
Yeah, I think that's a really fascinating image, too. One of the really interesting things about this exhibition is that it sort of problematizes the image that we've had in the American popular media of Castro always being a villain. Before particularly the explosion in Havana in 1960, he was an American media darling for a little while. That trip that he took and stood and paused before the Lincoln Memorial, I think, was indicative of that period.
There will be two talks associated with this exhibit as well as a class. Let's talk about the October 15th event and what aspect that will focus on.
So that's going to be a conversation between two gallerists, Daryl Couturier of LA and Lenny Capello of Bethesda. And it's going to be a wonderful conversation. Jill Hartz, our executive director, is going to be moderating that and talking about the Cuban Revolution and Cuban photography in general. So I think it'll be an illuminating talk.
When people look at this multifaceted view of the Cuban Revolution, what do you want them to take back to their Oregon culture in 2013?
Politics are always complicated. And so it's important, I think, for students, especially at the University of Oregon, to understand that revolutions are complicated endeavors. So we can't just look at a history book and read one account of it. And I think these photographs really show that in a sort of charming way. I mean, we see this dictator learning to fish or learning to ski, but then you also see him with a child soldier. So I think it's very complicated, and the photographs show that very well.
June Kohler, assistant curator at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art, with the exhibit Korda and the Revolutionary Image. The exhibit of Cuban photographer Alberto Korda's work, including his iconic photograph of Che Guevara and many revealing portraits of Fidel Castro, are on exhibit at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum on the UO campus in Eugene through January 26th. The first of two related talks will be held Tuesday, October 15th at 5:30 p.m., entitled Korda, Revolution, and Cuban Photography. The second talk, Che Guevara, the Man Behind the Myth, November 23rd. For more details on the exhibits and talks, jsma.uoregon.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.